I will bless you up to 1,000 generations. But if not, I will curse you. I will visit you to the third and fourth generation. So again, if breaking the divine law brings disorder into the soul, naturally and as a consequence, it will bring disorders into the world in which we live. That's why we really need to meditate in these commandments, because they will help us to make wise decisions when we have to do those. And we cannot expect to receive this gift if we are against the divine law. It just doesn't work like that. Because God will not submit himself to the human will, to the law of men. We are the ones who are to submit ourselves to the divine law. The one who takes, you know, the secret life that grows in the womb of a mother is breaking the fifth commandment. Because at the moment of conception, that soul is created. Even though it's so tiny as a sea, that is a life already that God has created. So we have to be careful, because the fifth commandment involves a lot of things. I don't want to make our class, you know, anything political. I don't want to make any political platform or anything like this. This is only a class that we are doing to be aware, to awake our conscience to the gift of the divine will. How we receive this gift, being obedient to the law, to the divine law, how to best prepare ourselves for this gift to be received. If we really want it, we have to do preparations. This is the theme of Advent, to prepare the way of the Lord, to make straight paths, highway for the Lord. And this is the highway that we have to take, the Ten Commandments, to meditate upon them. This fifth commandment involves a lot of things. Why people kill? Why do they take the life of others? Because of anger, grief, envy. We see this in the book of Genesis, the first killing. We see the disorders in men. We see Abel being killed by his brother, Cain. We see already the spiritual death, not only the spiritual, but also the physical death. And we see the necessity for the law then. So the law is there for a reason. And the Lord didn't take away the law, he fulfilled it. And he teaches us how to fulfill it. And now that we have the law and the sacraments, he invites us to possess something greater, his own life. But we cannot jump. We cannot possess the gift without the orders. In the same way that God had to put orders in the book of Genesis and bring forward through his word, prepare, and at the end, he created man in his image and likeness. Then in order for this gift to be bestowed, we have to really prepare our souls for that. And for that, we have the sacraments, great help. The sacrament of confession that helps us. You know, God is very merciful. And when people have done things like this and they have repented, there has to be a true repentance, and they do penance, sacrifices, to, in a way, make up the offenses, which, in a way, you can never make up the offense, but God, in His love and mercy, He supplies. He's very merciful, and once we really embrace the fullness of His teachings, then the soul is prepared, because He brings order, and the sacraments, they bring order, they bring peace, they bring pardon. I want you to consider seeing, I think I have said this before, but I want you to consider seeing your soul. You know, it's a temple, a very magnificent temple that is consecrated to God. That temple is consecrated to God. And in that temple, you have an altar that through that altar, God descends, and through that altar, He receives your prayers. But that altar has to be really consecrated to Him in order for Him to abide in there and to give us this gift of living in His divine will. But also, it requires for us to live, as St. Paul says, by the Spirit, not to live by the flesh. And to live by the Spirit is to live the life of virtue. And the Spirit of God is in the divine law. The grace that we received, you know, from the sacraments, they strengthen us, all the sacraments. They bring a special relationship with God and also help us to have charity with our neighbor. In fulfilling the fifth commandment, we need to look at the capital sins also. The capital sins that involve in breaking the fifth commandment, especially, is grief and anger and jealousy. People killing because of anger, jealousy, grief. And we see that there is an antidote to these things. First of all, we have to name them. We have to name them so they may, you know, by recognizing that they are there, we may expose them. We have to tear them down, take them away from that altar. Remember, have this image in your always, that your soul is a magnificent temple that has a consecrated altar to the Lord, and in that altar, God has His place. He resides there. So grief, anger, jealousy cannot be there. Hatred cannot be there. The opposite has to be there. To adorn that altar, what is the opposite of anger? What is the opposite of grief? What is the opposite of jealousy? We see that it's kindness, joy, generosity. These are called virtues. And this is what our Lord taught Luisa Picarreta in the first volumes, to fill that soul with virtue. So now imagine that all these virtues around that magnificent altar adorning the presence of God there, in that altar, in your soul. So it's something that we have to keep in mind as we read the Book of Heaven, as you do your reading, as you continue to grow in the knowledge and understanding of this gift of living in the divine will. I think we are running out of time. I wanted to cover the next commandment, but we are going to leave it for next time. I don't want you to get bored. But now I'm going to open this session for questions that are related to the fifth commandment. Now, by studying the divine law, you are becoming more aware in your soul. And if your soul is aware of the divine law, then your intellect is being enlightened. You have to work in that, maintaining your soul in the state of grace, so that every act you do may be in alliance with the commandments. And if this happens, then that act will give praise, glory, honor, and adoration to God. In exchange, remember, that magnificent temple will be filled with more light, with more light. Every single act now that is united with the will of God, from a soul who is in the state of grace and has the knowledge and understanding of this gift, and that desires to receive this gift that God offers us through the writings of Luisa Picarreta, now through every single act, then that magnificent temple becomes brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter, right? So just always think about that image. And God will look at his own life in there. He will see the likeness of his Holy Spirit. And that's what it means to grow in his likeness. Because remember, we already have the image. So it is our work and the work of the Holy Spirit, right? If we are docile to him, if we give our will to him, that he may bring forth this light. And in bringing the light, it will bring the heat, right? The radiance, the beauty, to beautify that temple, to make it magnificent, even more magnificent than the greatest cathedral you have ever seen. 1,000 times better than any stained glass window. So that's what we possess inside, right? So imagine when somebody takes the life, you are destroying that temple, desecrating that altar. So we cannot support any of that. We cannot support any action that is doing that, destroying that magnificent temple. Think about your parishes. Think about your parish. How would you feel if somebody will go and demolish the parish in which you go and worship, in which the presence of God is there? Well, more magnificent than any cathedral is the soul. more magnificent is the soul, because it is a temple that has not been created by human hands, but by the will of our Heavenly Fathers. How blessed we are, how loved, you know, you should feel yourself so blessed. And you, in thinking about this, in reflecting about this, you should see the love of God for us, that He wants to bring that magnificent light into this temple. So think about this and reflect about it, and know that every single act that you do united to His will brings that light in your soul. Okay? So let's open for questions.
You need to unmute yourself if you wish to ask a question.
Bye, everyone.